The next one is inferior, a feeling of not being equal to or as good as others, feeling of inadequacy. And this one, of course, is connected with so many things and underneath so many things, so this is a very broad one. We need assurance to dissolve doubts about who we are, what our place is. We need boldness to be more assertive, boldness to slap that inferior spirit in the face, for one thing, but the inferior spirit always wants us to be hanging back. We need more trust in God, to count on God, to know that we are not inferior, that God will lift us up. And we need holiness, to be more aware of the holy faces of spirit that we do have, because inferior always wants to point to how rotten we are, and we don't have this, we don't have that, we don't have something else. And some scriptures, Matthew 20, 25 through 27.
But Jesus called them unto him and said, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant.
This sort of points out the whole way the world sees everything is somebody is superior and somebody is inferior. And the spirit we're looking at now says, I'm the one that's inferior and everyone else is superior. So it's not going to be that way in God's world. It's not a matter of superior and inferior, but it's a matter of having God in our mind and being willing to give that to someone else to lift them up. Proverbs 22:2.
The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all.
So we don't need to feel inferior to anyone. God made us. God made the other guy. Isaiah 40, verse 4.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain.
The valleys are the inferior spots in our mind where we feel lower than a snake's belly, and God is going to cast those inferior spirits out, and he's not then going to make us superior over everyone else, but we'll be at this level feeling of we are a soul that God has given life to, and we want to share that with others. 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
We are all a many-membered body, and each member is equally important. One is not superior or inferior to the other.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 8:14.
Your abundance may be a supply for their want, and their abundance may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality.
Psalms 113:7-8.
He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
This shows how ridiculous the inferior spirits are. We've been called to be ministering spirits for God, and to get understanding that souls have just dreamed from. We are the beggar that's been lifted out of the dust. So where are all of these inferior spirits coming from? They cannot be telling us the truth. Exodus 4:10-12.
And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made God? No. Who hath made man's mouth? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say.
Amen. This is good for inferior and a related spirit that's always saying, I can't, I can't, I can't. Well, who made us? If God is saying, do this, then God will enable us to do it. We don't need to run around feeling inferior and I'm not good enough to do this, but God will prop us up. God will support us. And Jeremiah 1:6-8.
Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord.
So it is not a matter of whether we are superior or we are powerful or we have anything, but if God tells us to do something, he'll give us what we need. And Amos 7:14-15.
Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go prophesy unto my people Israel.
So we don't need to be some big heavy-duty thing. I'm a prophet. we're just a human, and God will give us what we need to minister to others.